The match was a very tough match because when we went to Cameroon, they gave us a good match. So we anticipated that they were coming to give us equally a tough game. And but I respect their opponents very well because they are not a bad side as compared to the other matches that we played against Algeria and Kenya. So I would say that it was a good match. And I have to also, though they lost, I have congratulated them. The match was a very tough match because when we went to Cameroon, they gave us a good match. So we anticipated that they were coming to give us equally a tough game. And but I respect their opponents very well because they are not a bad side as compared to the other matches that we played against Algeria and Kenya. So I would say that it was a good match. And I have to also, though they lost, I have congratulated them. Tactically, we don't have to play in defense. We need to possess to attack. And we need to possess because we had very good midfielders. So I was rather urging them not to play the ball back, but rather to the midfield. And when the chance comes for them to attack, they attack. But rather they should put the ball in the midfield instead of sending the ball back because the Cameroonians were very swift when it comes to attack. So I was rather discouraging my players from playing the ball from behind. Fortunately, all of them will be okay for the World Cup. They are still within the age category that can feature for the World Cup. However, the doors are not closed. The doors are open for every good Ghanaian player to be invited. Well, I wouldn't say they were tired, but honestly speaking, some of them had little knocks that our doctors worked on them, and we had to manage it because you could see that my center back was stretched off the pitch. Yeah, we had this problem about 5 days ago, so she has to manage as well as one or two players. So we're just managing the situation till the end of the game, not that we're tired. Yeah, we learn from past mistakes, and well, fortunately, the coaches that took these teams are still alive. Well, I'll find out why they could not progress. Maybe it was due to one of, because Coach Bash had 6 points, but he couldn't go to the next stage. And I think Didi also did well, but maybe due to one or two technical or tactical reasons. So I'll find out from them and pick the pieces from there. Then I'll make a lesson from that. Not yet, because we need to plan. We have a strategy plan that you have to put in place. Then before you set the ball rolling, because you need to gather a lot of materials, input, and then you see how it will go. Because I don't have to set a target right. I think I'll be over ambitious. So I don't have to be over ambitious because I've qualified and I set a target for myself. That one, it puts unnecessary pressure on me. So I have to relax, take it easy. And then, like I told you, I need to do one or two consultations and put my inputs together before I know where to go. Fortunately, yesterday in the evening, the sports minister was in our camp and he gave us assurance that when we qualify, they will do all that they can to ensure that we excel in the World Cup. So we have qualified, and hopefully we know that we are going to get the support from both the ministry and then the GFA for us to do well in the World Cup. I have to thank all of them for their massive support and those who came from far and near, because you could see that the girls really needed the fans to play, and they really did that.